Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott is on holiday. He flew back to do the lottery last night and has now flown back to northern France to recuperate, because 5 minutes of live television does really, really take it out of him. So the plan this week has been to do Scott Mills Gold. Right, you know how the celebrity calls work. Scott has a load of clips of famous people. He rings somebody up. They think they're talking to an actual famous person, and we see how long they'll stay on the phone. This is a belter. This is Darth Vader phoning up a garage.
Hello? Who's speaking, please?
Captain Nida.
Right.
I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you.
What's it... What car is it?
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan. I've nothing on here for that.
It is useless to resist.
What, did you speak to me?
Yes, my master.
I'm just trying to find it.
Don't fail me again.
Just wait there 1 second.
Hello? Hiya, can I help you at all?
I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you.
All right. What's it regarding? Go on, I'll sort it out with you now.
Where are those transmissions you intercepted?
For what vehicle?
Obi-Wan.
You want to know where the transmission is?
Yes, my master.
In what respect? I don't get what you're asking, really.
Did your men deactivate the hyperdrive on the Millennium Falcon?
I don't know anything about it.
Hello?
It is pointless to resist, my son.
Hello?
I am your father.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Quarter five on Radio 1, Charlie and Dan's Mr. DJ. We've done some horrible things to you over the years, haven't we?
I'm glad you've realised.
Well, you know, I'm not saying it's not enjoyable, but we've made you suffer from time to time. What have we made you do? You see, because I can't remember all of them.
Dressed up as Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Went out as a pregnant lady.
A nun, I remember that.
Father Christmas.
Yeah, Father, I'd forgotten Father Christmas. And we also decided that we'd send you out as a man, didn't we?
Yeah.
So what did you have to wear? Because there are, as I've said several times, there are a couple of obvious problems to you being a man.
I had a really baggy hoodie on.
Did you have to strap your wabs up, or did you?
I don't think I did, actually. Okay, maybe right. That was the problem.
Right. So baggy hoodie on.
Yeah, and a beanie hat.
Hmm.
And some great fake eyebrows and a beard
and a beard.
Tash combo.
You either looked a bit like Badly Drawn Boy in drag,
yeah.
Or, since I then subsequently met your dad on one night with Laura, a bit like your dad.
Really?
Yeah, with the beard and everything, because he's got a beard, hasn't he?
Yeah. Does that mean I look like every man in Britain with a beard?
No, but obviously you look a bit like your dad already, and with a beard on, you looked even more like your dad. Me and Scott just wanted you to know what it's like to be a man in 21st century Britain.
It's
and
not
what
very nice.
No, and the suffering that we go through for our sex. Not for sex.
What are you talking about now?
No, not. Well, he may go through more suffering than me, I don't know. So we sent you out as a man. He's in France, he won't hear this. We sent you out as a man. The first place we sent you was the pub.
Imagine Laura in the pub in full beard and moustache. Go and order a drink.
Hi, I'd like a man's drink, please.
Man drink?
Yes. Beer. Can I have a pint of beer then, please?
For a gentleman like you, a beer.
For a gentleman like me, a beer.
Oh, is that a lady, a barmaid?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to maybe flirt with her a little bit now. Ask her what time she knocks off tonight.
Excuse me? What time are you knocking off tonight? 11. Are you doing anything after work? You are busy. Okay, sorry.
Do you get blown out?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just her thing about beards.
Maybe I should get a shave.
Maybe you should get a better moustache.
I'm in the men's toilet!
Is this the first time you've ever been in the men's?
Yeah, it's grotty.
It's not like the ladies, is it?
No, it's really not. Somebody's just come in. All right, mate.
Yeah?
See the football last night?
See the football last night?
No.
No. I see Jordan in the paper this morning.
Just say she's fit.
She is fit. Do you come in this pub a lot?
Don't shut him up.
No. Oh. Yeah. All the best to you as well.
Laura?
Yeah.
Has he gone?
Yeah.
How is that for you?
All right, I'm just going to go. All right, mate.
Oh, no.
I've just left. There was another man that came in, but then he got his todger out, so I went.
This is a men-only club you're about to go into, with ladies that dance for you.
Oh, brilliant.
War! Not we. War!
And the great thing about this is it's open all day.
Oh, fantastic.
You do know some interesting places, don't you, Scott?
I want you to go in there, if you can get in, go up to the desk and go, okay. I'm here to see the birds.
I'm just walking up now.
Good luck.
Thanks. All right, mate, I'm here to see the birds. I'm here to see the birds.
I'm not following you. What do you mean?
Well, there's meant to be birds in here, right?
Yeah.
I'm here to see them.
You may have said the wrong place. Sorry.
What?
No, I'm a man looking for birds.
Place, mate. Simple as that, yeah?
But I'm just a man looking for some birds, yeah? What?
It doesn't matter. You can go somewhere else.
There's birds in there, right?
Yeah, there is birds in here, but you I don't want you in here, simple as that.
Why not? I'm a man.
Well, it doesn't bother me, it's... Just stay out of here, please.
Why can't I go in?
Because I'm telling you, you can't go in.
Laura, run away! Why wouldn't he let you in?
I don't know, but it was really scary.
The Scott Mills Daily. Right, let's do the takeaway game. This is Scott Mills Gold with Chappers. This is where we get one takeaway, we phone them up. We order some food. We then put them on hold, phone up another takeaway, and get that takeaway to talk to the first takeaway, and then they both think that they're ordering food. Does that make sense? It's very, very difficult to explain. It's probably best if you just listen to it.
Hi.
Hello. I wonder if I can make an order, please.
Yes, you can, yeah.
Okay, I'd like one egg foo young.
Foo young chicken, pork.
Oh, chicken, please.
Chicken, yeah.
And then what soup do you have?
I only got not much to choose from. I've got chicken, sweet corn, crab meat, or hot and sour.
Crab meat would be really good. Thank you, yeah. Okay, some prawn crackers?
Yeah.
Also, maybe, do you have lemon chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like one of those, please.
Thank you.
And also, because there's quite a few people coming around, I'd like to have four egg fried rice, if possible.
Four portion egg fried rice, yeah.
Yeah. If you could you just read the order back to me to make sure I got it right?
Yeah, so you got one,
Oh, give me a second, sorry. One of my friends is coming in, I think they want to add to the order.
Okay.
Give me a second, and I'll get you to read the order back to them, all right?
Okay.
Give me a sec. Right, he's on hold, and now let's call Chinese Takeaway 2.
Hello?
Hello, can I make an order, please?
Yeah?
If you can just hang on a minute, my friend will give you the order, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, can you read back the order, please?
So you got one chicken egg foo young?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
you got one chicken egg foo young?
Chicken and egg for you. Chicken for you, yeah?
Yeah, and then one crab meat sweet corn soup.
Yeah.
And a portion prawn crackers.
Yeah.
And lemon chicken.
Yeah.
Four portion egg fried rice.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, thank you.
So, how soon can you get here?
About half an hour, okay?
Yeah, under what name?
Pardon?
What name?
The driver. The delivery driver, what name you mean?
Well, we don't do delivery.
Huh?
We don't do delivery.
We do delivery.
We don't.
Are you coming to collect it?
Yeah, you come and collect it, yeah.
Oh, you're coming to collect it?
Yeah, you come and collect it, you've ordered it.
Oh, right. I thought he said it was a delivery, innit?
No, we don't do delivery at all. The only delivery they do was a pizza up the road.
Oh, so you're coming to collect this food, yeah?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Okay. When you're coming?
No, what do you mean? I said, when you're coming, not me.
Huh?
You come and pick them up.
Pick what up?
Well, you just ordered the food from the takeaway shop here.
You just ordered the food from this takeaway.
What would you mean?
I say you just ordered the food from this takeaway. Yeah? Are you coming to pick it up or you want it delivered?
Which takeaway are you?
Hey. Listen, mate, forget it, okay?
Hey.
This is
National
Radio 1.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, it wasn't that long ago. It was only, a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, that Scott was desperate for you to send in stuff to do with exes, basically love letters, photos, poems, you know, all those things that you keep in a special box to remind you of past loves. Yeah, I think did he not even ask for underwear at some point? Or was that in my imagination?
Maybe that was being hopeful.
Or was that off air? Anyhow, I can't remember. He wanted everything to do with your exes. And what we got was a whole load of boyfriends who'd written songs for girls, maybe to try and win them back. Most of them were very, very creepy. One of the strangest came from this lady.
Radio 1.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hi. Now, normally these are songs from blokes trying to get back with girls, we've learnt so far. And we said that girls don't ever do this, they don't write songs for exes, but we found one that does. Hi.
Hi.
Now, you hadn't split up with this guy though, had you?
No.
No. So tell me what happened.
I just decided to write a song for him.
And who is this guy?
Paul.
Okay,
and is he somebody you go out with, or is he somebody you just admire from afar?
It's someone I go out with, and I love the world for him. Big world of him.
Oh.
So you're together now?
Yes.
But is it true, Marie, that you wrote this song for him after just having one date with him?
Yes.
One date?
One date, yeah. So I like kissing him, you see.
Pardon?
I like kissing him.
Good. You kissed on the first date?
He's good to kiss her. I like kissing him.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
See, most people would maybe send chocolates or flowers after the first date.
Mm.
Or, you know, just pop into the garage on the way home.
Yeah.
Pick up some
tulips.
Yeah. But not you, Maria.
No.
You record an actual song for him.
Yeah, well, if you want to be right out and open, I've written a whole album, more or less, for him.
After one date, you wrote an album for him?
Yeah, I love him to bits.
Yeah, but it was one date.
I'm a bit of a romancer.
Yeah.
I think that's one word.
See, what normally happens, what we've got so far, is boys just sitting there, you know, with their acoustic guitar, making records like this.
And if ever you're down, build it up a friend, just know I'll be there to talk to you.
But Maria makes something like a dance tune.
Really?
It's quite trancy.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you're not worried it might scare him off, though?
No, why should it? I mean, I should be very flattered on the fact that I like kissing him and being with him and want to spend the rest of my life with him.
Yeah, hang on, after one date? Run away! Right.
I thought you'd like that, you know.
Right, shall we have a listen, then?
Well, yeah, of course you can.
Right, okay. So, this is very romantic, Chopper. Right, imagine it. You have one date with a girl, okay? A couple of days later, the postman arrives. Oh, it's a CD.
Mm.
And it's got this on it. Can you imagine Dave Pearce playing this on Dance Anthems?
Kiss. Kiss. My lips. Kiss my lips.
This is after one date.
Yeah.
Are you quite demanding?
Yeah, I am, probably. But that is part of me, you know. Well, you're so honest.
Yeah, at least you are.
Was he not a little bit freaked out when he heard this bit? Met him once, Maria. He's still with you now.
Hey?
He's still with you now?
Yes, I'm still with him.
He didn't do a runner?
No.
Wow. I think this is the bit that made him stay with you and got him maybe a little bit hot under the collar.
Oh, So, rise with me. Love, love, love me.
Blimey.
Wow.
Where?
Do you get up early? Is that what you meant? You wanted him to get up with you?
To one of the other ones. It's called White Satin Sheets. It's all about being in bed. It's quite an easy job.
That's just nice. So how long... how long have you been with him now?
5.5 years.
What?
So it really works.
It really works.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Dave Pearce. Join me for Dance Anthem straight after the official UK number one. If you
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Scott's mum. Scott has this theory about his mum that she's gullible, and he went through a phase when he really wanted to take the mick out of her and show everybody just how gullible she was. Unfortunately, he forced me into taking part in taking the mick out of his poor mum.
I don't really understand what's going on.
He's being arrested, madam.
What's he being arrested for?
Because he has not paid for an Orbitrek elliptical glider. It is therefore stolen. And on top of all of that, we have just searched his new house and we have found livestock in his house.
What sort of livestock?
In his house, according to the itinerary I have in front of me, is one cow and six pigs. There are various farms nearby, village farms, and we believe that he may have stolen the animals from the farm up the road.
So what are you actually arresting him for, Seth?
She fell for it. Just in case you wondered, it was very easy to tell from the accent, but I was playing a policeman in that little role. She fell for that. I wasn't the only one to get involved. Scott then got Edith involved. She played the oldest gag in the world on Scott's mum. You know, the one about cleaning the phone lines and having to put plastic bags over the phone so that any dust doesn't come out.
What, you want me to put it over the handset now?
If you've got a bag there, maybe split it in two if you can and place one over the earpiece and one over the mouthpiece.
Okay.
And then that'll prevent any debris from even getting in your mouth and stuff like that. It'd be terrible.
So what do you mean, to put it over the bag and still speak to you, or what?
Yeah, if you can put it over the mouthpiece and put it over the earpiece, and then we can just check that it, you know...
All right. Okay, I'll do that now, then.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Don't you just want to give her a cuddle? You know?
No.
So, don't you? Like, no. Is that just me as well? It kind of reached its climax of Scott taking the mick out of his mum when I had to tell her that she was going to do a duet with Scott on Celebrity X Factor.
So you want me to do a duet with Scott? I've got you, babe.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think I can do that.
We just need to know at the moment, do you know the lyrics?
I wouldn't say I know them 100%.
Babe, I got you, babe.
I don't think I can. I'm not a very good singer.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow.
Babe, I've got you, babe.
I've got you, babe. Why are you cringing? Do you want to hear it one more time?
Babe, I've got you, babe.
I've got you, babe.
I've got you, babe.
It makes him feel very uncomfortable, but I can play it as many times as I want now he's not here.
I've got you, babe.
I've got you, babe.
I've got you, babe.
Anyhow, Scott's lovely mum got her own back in spectacular style. It's your gullible mum.
No!
Hello, Scott.
Oh, no.
Who's gullible now?
Oh, no.
It was only right, eventually, that she got her revenge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you got a phone call earlier, didn't
you? Yeah, I did.
From a big boss
from
here at Radio 1.
Yeah.
Hello.
Scott, it's Reese here.
All right.
How are you? Have you got a couple of minutes, mate? I just need to talk you through something.
Oh, okay.
We've got...
Hang on a minute.
Okay.
All right, just a minute.
Hi,
sorry, yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's a bit of a problem kicking off at the moment with the press office. What have you been saying about Joe Wiley on the show last week? Is there something, the Mad Moose thing?
Oh, yeah, we called her, well, she started it, really, by saying there was, she said she wanted to know if people were calling her a mad moose behind her back, because there was something in the paper about,
Did you insinuate that Joe had slept with senior management to get her show, though?
No.
Are you sure?
Not at all.
Are you sure?
No. We had a laugh around it, but as far as I can remember, I don't think that we said about her. No, because she kind of said it herself. She said, "Oh no, I've not ever slept with any senior management," and we just played that bit out on air, I think.
Okay. Well, the problem is she's not very happy about it all.
Right.
And she's kind of convinced that the Mad Moose is actually her. Do you think it's her?
No, I don't know, really. I've not heard it before.
Okay. Well, it's getting a bit worse, because she knows Victoria Newton at The Sun quite well.
Does she? Okay, yeah.
And apparently she's sold Victoria Newton a story about you trying to get off with her. And I think... No. And I think they might be running it tomorrow.
What do you mean?
Well, I think The Sun are going to run this story that you tried to get off with Wiley.
They're going to say in The Sun that I tried to get off with Joe?
Yeah, according to... I mean, Joe's already spoken to them, and she said it was after a DJ dinner and that she was staying in a hotel.
Right. No, the thing is, to be fair, we always do get together after the DJ dinner for a couple of drinks or something, because we just generally escape after a while, but...
Yeah, the problem with that is she's told The Sun that you went back to her room, that she went to the bathroom, and when she came out...
She's told The Sun that I went back to her room?
Yeah, and that you were just lying there naked on the bed.
What?
I know this is what she said.
That is rubbish.
Okay, all right. Well, Well, this is the press office, and she's also she's gone into quite a big description of you, saying that you've got a tattoo, and it's all.
I haven't got any tattoos.
Well, she says that you've got one.
Well, this is.
She says that you've got a tattoo and an anchor with the words "Hello Sailor" above it. Have you got a tattoo?
No, I haven't.
Right.
Okay. What she's talking absolutely.
They're probably going to contact you through the press office, and they might want a quote from you as well.
What do I say to that?
Well, it's probably best that you say something like you had a few drinks and that you misread the situation or something.
But I did... hang on a minute. Someone's coming in. Hang on a sec. But I've never ended up in a... I mean, I've ended up in a hotel, but I've never been to a room.
Oh, I think you just need to say...
Actually, no, I did go to a room once. That's not true. But nothing like that happened.
Yeah, the problem is who.
She's married. I know, you know what I mean? And I'm, you know.
I know. The problem is, who are people going to believe? It's going to be you or Joe Wiley. The problem is, if you deny it, you're kind of accusing her of being a liar.
I'm not going to say I did it because I didn't.
Well, just why don't you just say that it did happen and you're really sorry and it'll all blow over quite soon.
I don't want to say that it happened because it didn't happen.
I just think to
smooth... Is she just doing this as a big joke or something?
No, she's not. She's really upset.
What, so she's so upset that she goes and tells the papers a load of...
Well, that's what happens when people get upset, Simon, isn't it? Listen, I'll come down and see you in the studio in a bit, all right?
Okay.
All right, mate.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, God. I'm so glad that's not actually true.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do another florist call. Now, this came from Scott having an idea about florists and that they would just write anything at all on a card that accompanies the flowers. So we've done, for example, we put a message on about robbing a bank, about kidnapping. Various crimes have gone on florist cards. They've accepted them all. We've done a bit of blue. That went on. They had no problem putting that on. So then we thought, what about if we just slagged the florists off themselves? Would they put that on a card?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Can I send some flowers, please?
Yes, sure.
Thank you.
Would you like to place your order online or on the phone right now?
On the phone, please.
Okay, what is the item you wish to send?
Say again?
What is the item that you wish to send?
I'd like to send some flowers, please.
How many US dollars?
US dollars, 30, 40, 40.
40, okay.
Okay.
Who is it going to?
Randy Gaylord.
Address? Message on the card?
Message on the card? Yes?
Yes.
Here is the message. Sorry about these flowers.
Sorry about these flowers.
They are all I can afford.
They are all I can afford. Okay.
They are from the worst florist I could find.
They are from the worst florist. Yes, I could find.
Seriously?
Okay.
This flower shop is terrible.
Okay.
I'm sure the flowers will be dead.
I'm sure the flowers will be dead.
In a matter of minutes.
In a matter of minutes, okay.
Could you just read the card back to me? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Just a moment.
Thank you.
Sorry about these flowers. They are all I can afford. They are from the worst florist I could find. Seriously, this flower shop is terrible. I am sure the flowers will be dead in a matter of minutes. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.